What we see with California now that it's been enacted is higher meat prices in California.
And that's Scott Hayes, the president of the National Pork Producers Council. He says the new law has not only raised the price of pork in California, but it's also created a shortage of pork supplies there.
Prices in August were up as much as 27% in California on the cuts that are affected by Prop 12, while the rest of the country's seen about a 2% decrease in price. And there's also a little bit of issue with availability of product.
Hayes says that Proposition 12 is not what it was marketed to be.
They tout it as a higher standard for animal welfare. It is not. It is just simply a different standard that causes farmers to have to change the way they raise pigs, make a sizable capital investment to make that change, which is not better necessarily for the pigs. Farmers, the veterinarians, they know how to take care of pigs, not the activists in California.
Since the U.S. Supreme Court's decision last May to uphold California's Proposition 12, those within the pork industry have been pushing lawmakers in D.C. to pass a bill to override Prop 12 and prevent a state like California from dictating how industries in other states must be regulated.
Keep in mind, the Supreme Court agreed that this is a problem, and it's a real problem. They just didn't think it was their problem. So we still have hope that we can get Congress to see this as a real problem and get it fixed. As far as a watch out for other industries, I think certainly this opens up the door for about anything. Any state says we don't like the way another state's doing something, they have the right to regulate it now.
Read more at MichiganAgToday.com and on the new Michigan Ag Today mobile app, a free download for iPhone and Android. I'm CJ Miller.